バルバラバルバパッパパッパバルバラバルバパッパパッパ。If you're having trouble with your high school head, he's giving you the blues. You wanna graduate but not in his bed.
Donna, if you could go back in time and visit an older version of yourself, what version of yourself would you go visit and why?
Ooh, that's a good question. I would go visit, I don't know. I guess I'd go visit freshman me.
Freshman you? Why is that?
High school freshman me. And I would just be like, hey, look, weed is, it has medicinal properties and you need to calm down because it's going to be legal like everywhere soon. So just calm down.
Right. You know, and it's funny is like, this is just parting the curtain a little bit here. I mean, you didn't actually partake largely in marijuana, did you?
No, I really did not. But that was the thing. That was like, oh, it's a bad kid over there. They've got weed.
Also, for any time police listening, we didn't ingest any weed prior to its legalization in those locations that it was legal in.
Exactly.
But yeah, I do remember you had a bit, when I met you, quite the fascination with the marijuana.
Yeah, and I was like almost on the right track. Like,
yeah, but
I did this much research. This much.
And that's about the amount of weed you actually ended up ingesting, if I'm remembering correctly.
Yeah, I wish I could have just been like, look, everyone who thinks they're a fucking badass because they are carrying weed and selling it at school and it's half oregano, like they are not.
I thought you were gonna say it's half price on Wednesdays
and like all they like they're actually gonna become like either in jail or bud tenders, and they'll be just normal, maybe slightly hip people.
Yeah,
10 years. Calm down
for anyone listening. If you're under the age of 20, don't smoke weed. Wait until I would say 20. I mean, wait as long as you can. That's what I would say.
There you go. Yeah.
As long as you're able to withstand it, wait. And then when you jump into it, you will be so, so underwhelmed.
Yeah. It's also important to note that weed the kids got these days is really potent.
A lot more potent than what they were making back in the day. We are so like unqualified to speak on this. I think it's pretty funny.
I just, like, I'm trying to think, and, like, that's one of the few things I think I could tell myself that wouldn't completely derail my life and, like, the good things that happened. You know what I mean?
Gotcha. Yeah, I mean, I was not a proponent in your drug taking. I was not a crucial figure in that.
Yeah, you really seemed very neutral on, like, I don't know.
I was weirdly not interested in doing it, like, I wanted to, but I wanted it to be special. I wanted my first time to be so special. And then I got a job that was highly against it for some reason or another. Apparently, convenience stores require people to not be under any sort of intoxicant at any point in their life. Mm-hmm. And so I was unable to partake, with a few exceptions, until I think I turned, I mean, I was probably like 23, 24. When I first actually, like, on a semi-regular basis, medicated, but any kind of regular basis.
I think it was honestly even a little later than that.
Yeah, it might have been.
Because it legalized in Oklahoma 18 or 19, yeah.
Well, that's, I mean, we've gotten so far from the point. Hello, everybody.
Hey, Brandon.
Yeah, what's up?
First, hey everyone, it's the Bargain Den. I'm Donna.
I'm Brandon.
And it's your weekly source of financial advice in the form of us watching movies and telling you whether or not they're frugal, except for right now, because right now we're still doing that as normal.
Wait, what?
I'm sorry, I forgot.
Anyway, what we were recording?
Hang on.
We're not at the Bargain Den at night anymore. We're officially out at this point. Even though we were recording this prior to the end of the Bargain Den at night.
That's why I was so proud of myself for remembering, and then I realized this isn't that. Anyway, hey, Brandon.
Yo, what's up?
What would you do? What would, who would you go back to in the timeline of Brandon, and what would you do?
I would most likely go back to my 27-year-old self, roughly, let's see, 5 minutes and 15 seconds ago, yeah. to probably think of a more concrete type of intro we could talk about.
Yeah.
That's probably who I'd go back and
yeah. say no, what's up to. I feel like that was my fault. So I'll change my answer. I'd go back to about 5 minutes and 30 seconds ago and be like, don't make this about weed. That's weird.
Well, you know, it's funny actually, is like, I feel like we kind of actually went off on the wrong foot of this, because the whole point is, you know, going back, we can't tell ourselves anything. So it's really just like, what version of yourself would you want to have a conversation with?
Oh, like, and it should be probably far enough back that they wouldn't recognize me, right? Not immediately, because that would change the course of things.
Yeah, I mean, in reality, I mean, talking to yourself at all would change the course of everything. Mm-hmm. I mean, now we're getting in the weeds of things. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I would probably just talk to... I actually have no idea. Like, that's just it. Like, I would only want to talk to myself to change past ideas. I would have no interest in an older version of me. A younger, older version. An expired Brandon. I wouldn't want to speak to an expired Brandon.
You know, it actually could be kind of fun, like, to go back and see, like, itty-bitty me before I could remember. You know what I mean?
Yeah, actually, you know what? I think you're right. I think going back in time, that is the
version.
Who
is this? Like, who is this Donna I can't remember and never knew?
Because I think once you start getting, like really cognizant of life and everything, I feel like you would start to engross on some pretty, for lack of a better term, cringe time. I don't know, like... I feel like any teenage years, not that I'm like particularly like, oh my God, I can't believe, but I just like, I would be like, I don't fucking want to talk to you. You know what I mean? I'd be like, shut up about your band. Like, not that I'm not proud of the band I was in at the time, just that I wouldn't, I don't know.
We get it. You play the bass. Damn.
Get it. Jeez. go do stand up or something. I don't know. Like, yeah, no. I mean, not that I would be ashamed of anything of my pursuits or anything. It's just like, yeah, I think a young version of yourself would be the fun. Because then you could just kind of have some fun. You could be like, oh, I remember that whatever toy. Mm. I recently remembered I had a huge thing for Transformers.
Really?
Yeah, I was
huge. I don't peg you as a Transformers person.
You don't peg me at all.
I'll work on that. Sorry.
Maybe we have to edit over there. But no, I was big into Transformers. I loved the dang things. I was really, really a big fan of the tiny ones. Did you ever see any of the really like the micro Transformers? I can't remember what they were called. They were like
Autobots. I think I always get Transformers and Bionicles.
Yeah.
Kind of mixed up. Did yours actually transform? Like, did you have the figures that you could change mm-hmm. from a robot to a car?
Yeah. But that was it. I liked the small ones because I was, when I had them, I didn't like the bigger ones because they were harder to transform. Like, did you ever have one?
No.
They had so many steps. Like, some of the bigger ones, like, sometimes I would get that shit transformed and that was the end of that toy. Like, it was not, like, fucking, oh God, what is his name? Hold on.
Bumblebee.
No. Like, my favorite was Decepticon. Is that... They were the Decepticons. So like
the evil guy.
Yeah, but... Oh, no. This is going to... I have to find it out. Hold on. I'm sorry.
While you look for it, can I tell a story?
Yes.
Are you sure? I'm doing it. Okay. Speaking of toys that you loved as a kid, I once got an Uno game that I was really excited about. It was an electronic Uno, because I was getting really into Uno, like in early elementary school, because it's one of those games that you can play like without a lot of high intelligence skills. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, I never had anyone to play with. So the electronic one was great because I could just play against three computers, and I played Uno over and over and over. I played this game so much, dude. So much. All the time. I played against myself. And you can adjust it to where it's like, you can make it up to four actual people playing, because the idea is actually for you to play with people, but it's electric, right? And I would, I'd start playing against myself, because that's how I normally played games anyway. So that's my childhood.
For those listening and maybe don't know, I am cursed with the fact that if I don't have a bit of information in my brain and I need it, I need it now. I can't live without it. The internet has ruined me because I can't not know something. Like the fact that Megatron was the leader of the Decepticons.
Megatron, the leader of the Decepticons, yes, of course.
Megatron was my favorite. He was a big tank and he was easy enough to transform for me. But like, you know, like Bumblebee and stuff, like those were had these like little bitty parts, like the freaking review mirror would bend and turn and stuff. Anyway, so clearly you can, by listening to this, you could tell we watched The Adam Project.
Obviously.
Not The Transformers. That's a series that I have little to no interest in watching through. I don't know about you.
You know what? Someday I think I'd like to watch the first one again. I have no interest in watching the whole series, though.
There's so many.
I think there's a nostalgia thing with the first one for me.
With Mr. Shia LaBeouf and Megan Fox. Yeah. I just remember the fact that that first one came out at the same time as Disturbia. And what the fuck am I talking about? Like, this is so not... Let's move on.
The Adam Project.
Ryan Reynolds and Zoe Saldana
and others. Doesn't it have Mark Ruffalo Buffalo?
It has Mark Ruffalo Buffalo as well as Jennifer Garner and Walker Scobell.
Making is this a debut or just like a first big role type of thing?
It's one of those things I'm pretty sure he'll probably refer to this as his debut. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I feel like some actors are like, it's their debut. And it's like,
technically. And it's like, no, we don't talk. It's fine. This was my debut.
Angelina Jolie doesn't count that one wedding movie we watched as her actual debut, I bet.
That is true. I feel like I remember seeing that.
This is a 2022 movie, so if you haven't seen it and you were wanting to catch this flick, just know that you were going to spoil it. Directed by Sean Levy, the same director of the film Free Guy, which I believe we also talked about on the show. Did we talk about Free Guy?
I think, I don't know, because it was very brand new when we watched it. Yeah. So we might have skipped that.
Anyway, let's talk about the Adam Project. Adam Project. It's about Adam.
I want to say also it stars Catherine Keener, and I was like, where do I know this person from? She was in Get Out. She was the mom in Get Out. So good.
Yeah. She was also in Being John Malkovich, as well as Synecdoche, New York, and Adaptation.
Oh, yes.
Frequenter of the films by Charlie Kaufman. Big fan.
Yes.
She's also in The Incredibles, too. She's great. She's wonderful.
Very good. All right, Adam Project.
It is a time travel movie where Ryan Reynolds, as an adult, flies back at the time to meet his 9-year-old self, and then is followed by future time police, and stuff starts to go down because he's on the hunt for his now deceased, their future deceased, current living wife, Zoe Saldana, and believes that he will meet her in this time frame, this 9-year-old version of himself. He crash lands into the cabin woods next to the cabin house that young Adam lives in. And Adam's kind of a jerk to his mom, Jennifer Garner.
And young Adam.
Young Adam. I said young Adam. And boy, you know, the time police come back and they're like, hey, you can't do this. And Adam have to work together to then hop back even further in time to go meet their present and future deceased father, Mark Ruffalo.
Yeah, so current or young Adam's like,
I said
12,
young Adam. I think
13.
Nine. I think he's supposed to be nine.
Nine.
I mean, he's actually like, no, it is 12. You were right.
I think he jumps back to when he's nine or something. His father dies when he's nine. Sure. There's something about him being nine that's important. The point is, at this first time when the movie takes place, his dad's dead. Mm-hmm. His dad had died. And his mom's doing her damnedest. But when they go back in time, they need to talk to his father. His father was never around that much.
Because he was working on the time machine that eventually invents time travel.
And that's how this whole thing is taking place. So, and it's called The Adam Project. Title. So his dad wasn't around very much when he was a kid. And when he was around, he was great. And he always played ball. And so young Adam very much loves his father and is quite endeared to him because they had a good relationship recently. But Big Adam resents his dad for never being around and always being so focused on this work that has now endangered his wife.
Anyway, eventually they all three have to team up these three time traveling testosterone filled twisted weirdos have to go and team up and destroy the Adam Project so that time travel is not invented then and everything can be set right. And guess what, guys? They did it.
They did the thing.
And credits. What'd you think of this movie?
Yeah, I had fun. I enjoy a good time travel movie. I thought they did well, you know? I can't help it. Like, there's a hipster part of me that wants to be, like, too cool for Ryan Reynolds, but I can't help it. I really like this hunkle.
I think my opinion of this film is actually best described by this review left by Olef. This is Boxed In, yes.
Boxed In.
Olef gave the film 2.5 stars and said, man, if I was like 10, I would have fucking loved this movie.
Yes.
That's really what it, I mean, that's the whole kit and caboodle of it.
Yeah.
If I was a young lad watching this film, and I would have been obsessed, because growing up, I loved Ryan Reynolds. I mean, I was a huge fan prior to Deadpool. Not that Deadpool turned me away from it. That was just, I started having, you know, advanced thoughts. No, I'm just kidding. No, I was a big fan of the dry wit humor of Mr. Reynolds from an early age. Also here, 2.5 stars. Tyler said, Sean Levy really should have called this 30 going on 13 instead, which is pretty funny. Lastly, Rylan gave it 2 stars and said, this is the 7th Ryan Reynolds film in a row where he just plays Deadpool in a new situation.
That's also true.
It's a little fair. I mean,
I think this one wasn't quite as bad.
We talked about Ryan Reynolds last in Red Notice. That's the one
we talked about. Uh-huh.
Which actually came out after Free Guy. So, you know, joke's on us.
I think it was one of those things, like, it beat records for, like, streams on Red the Notice? First week or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was just kind of an assumption of, like, most people can access this. I don't know. Yeah.
Well, maybe somebody can find a Netflix subscription in the clearance aisle. Oh, dang. All we got is a dirty old Hulu.
Oh,
beans.
Better wipe off this free trial.
But can we wipe off this film and make it a frugal film? Is it a frugal movie, Donna?
Oh, boy. We got ships crashing, lasers flashing, machine guns thrashing. It's a lot of destruction. Expensive destruction. Sounds like time travel's expensive, too. So far, basically, I'm saying a lot of not frugal points, I think.
I was going to bring up the trivia for this, and I accidentally hit parental guides.
Oh?
And I just like, want to read...
They have a 13-year-old cursing.
I just want to actually read some of the entries for sex and nudity on this film.
Oh, boy.
Which is listed as mild.
Yeah, fair.
It is a PG-13. However, 225 out of the 444 people that have reviewed this parental guides said it was useful. I just want to read a few of these. Few intense kissing scene. So that's that. Also listed as none, which is pretty funny, I think. There's a lot of sexual jokes that fly over the younger, that some may fly over the heads of younger viewers. The two I really like here are, they talk about bananas, which are actually a boy's private part.
What?
I think there was like a banana in your pocket joke type of thing. Uh-huh. And then this one, I want some help with dissecting this one. A man and a woman are kissing defective.
Defective?
Defective. D-E-F-E-C-T-I-V-E. They're kissing defective. So they can't kiss no good.
Defective.
They don't kiss no good in this movie. Zoe Saldana and Ryan Reynolds. Yeah,
like defective means it is broken.
They can't kiss in the film. We didn't even talk about that on our synopsis. They don't kiss no good, Donna.
That is true. Like they're split apart and they can't kiss. They're kiss defective.
They are kiss defective. They try to kiss and then they actually do.
This has got to be
putting south and south magnets on their lips and they go to kiss and they just and send it over somewhere else. The two in this film are so kiss defective.
I Hello, feel like everybody. That's got to be a code.
Come solve crimes with me. I'm a kiss defective. I'm gonna solve
love some crimes.
We love crimes with the kiss defective. There is a scene where Ryan Reynolds gets to go and beat up the young version of his high school or middle school bullies. And oh my God, there's so much trivia for this film. And I'll say, you know, that's pretty frugal.
I'm sorry, are we doing thrifty trivia?
Not quite. I'm getting it pulled up so I can have it ready. Anyway, it's a pretty frugal way to get some, you know, some tension out is to beat up on your younger bullies. There's a couple of young bullies I would like to
Go back in time. I mean, is that frugal, though? Time travel's expensive.
I mean, if you're already there, you know, like if you're already
there. Yeah, that's fair. He wasn't there for that.
And if you're already kissed effective, you know, so.
Yeah, get the anger out, work through some issues. That's true. He probably made it through a lot of therapy that he wouldn't. Yeah, I'd say that's a good, like if you're already there, work through some shit. Work through some shit in your past. Beat up your old bullies. Who would you beat up, Brandon?
I wouldn't beat
Throw
up anybody.
Some shade.
I would just, there was a young child when I was in fifth and sixth grade. I won't say their name. We'll call them Bustin. Bustin was not nice to me, and he threw a football at my head at one point, and it hit me in the temple.
Ow. That could have killed you.
Yeah, I didn't like the dude. I would probably, like, just scare him. Like, that's all I would do. I would just like to. I would like to to traumatize fear into a child, you know?
Yeah.
That's what I would like to do and have on a recorded podcast.
Good. Okay. Yeah, I think that Zoe Saldana's character was really frugal in this. The thing is, when you time travel, it can be hard to get it exactly right, and she overshot it, I want to say, or she failed in it, or something happened where she couldn't come back. I don't know. There was a thing that happened where basically she got stuck. And the protocol is that if you hop back in time, you cannot interact with anybody lest you change the timeline, right? So you have to leave as little impact as possible. And she lives in the woods off the land by like a lake beach for, 9 years or something until they caught up with her? A long time. That's some frugal living, I'd say.
Yeah. Let's go ahead go ahead. Well,
she even got like weapons and shit, that's all. I don't know how the fuck you do that off the land, but it's
true. Let's jump into some thrifty trivia.
Thrifty trivia, yeah.
Jennifer Garner's golden retriever Birdie makes a cameo in the appearance. The dog Hawking, which is named after Stephen Hawking, is actually played by a 6-year-old female golden retriever named Marilyn.
They just like subbed in a different golden retriever.
I guess so.
As a cameo.
Yeah.
That's funny. That's some funny shit. I think that's frugal right there. Like, I have a golden retriever. Can it be in the film? Like, yeah, Marilyn needs a day off.
Walker Scobell, 12-year-old Adam, wears brown contact lenses playing Adam. His actual eye color is blue.
Oh, this kid's going to break some hearts, I tell you what.
Don't do that. Sorry. It's a child.
No, what I want to say, though, is that that's not frugal.
What?
That's not frugal, the having to do the contacts and stuff.
I feel like
colored contacts are expensive.
But it's cheaper than, like, CGIing out the color.
I mean, sure, of course. But they could have found an actor with brown eyes.
This is the second film directed by Sean Levy and starring Ryan Reynolds, in which someone says, "That's a lightsaber, dude."
That's a lightsaber, dude.
That's a lightsaber, dude.
We have rights to Star Wars things.
I'll say frugal because, might as well. I mean, if you're going to do it.
Yeah. Like, hey, we're part of Disney, and Disney bought Star Wars, and we're allowed to do this. You might as well. It's an expensive acquisition.
Last one here. Well, two more, actually. Previously set up at Paramount Pictures in 2012, with Tom Cruise.
What the fuck?
Yeah. So this came out 10 years after it was set up to be made.
What happened? Does it say?
It doesn't say.
I'm going to say
not frugal, because I think the only person with more star power than Ryan Reynolds is Tom Cruise.
Yeah, but I feel like that this would not have the same like 10-year-old dream power if it were Tom Cruise. He's not nearly as endearing or exciting or...
See, I disagree. I think that he would have... Cool. I think he would have made it for a really cool thing. And
Tom Cruise is too much of a dad. Like, Ryan Reynolds is the hunkle.
Yeah, but it's Tom fucking Cruise.
Yeah, but did you want to be Tom Cruise when you were little?
I mean,
did you think
that
when I'm Tom Cruise, I'm going to tell jokes and everyone's going to laugh and I'm going to get all the ladies and we're going to make out in a hot cabin by the lake?
Not what happens in this movie, but that does happen in this movie. But yeah, no, I mean, yeah, Tom Cruise is like the dude.
Sure, yeah, but like when I was a little boy, I never looked at Tom Cruise and thought, I want to be him when I grow up. I looked at Ryan Reynolds and thought, I want to be him when I grow up.
All I'm saying, though, it's not a personal opinion. It's the fact that Tom Cruise has that buying power. It's Tom fucking
Cruise. So maybe,
Cruise. Maybe
that's frugal then, because you maybe Ryan Reynolds
to be,
is...
I hate being back here in the frugal, not frugal world. I want to go back to the bargain bin at night.
Do you think it's not frugal that they got Ryan Reynolds instead of Tom Cruise?
Because he's probably going to be just as, if not more expensive due to his current like role of fucking film.
That's true.
And
he's been fucking on it.
If you got Tom Cruise, if you have Tom Cruise is going to give it his Tom Cruisiest. He gives it everything. He jumps out of planes. He runs on sides of buildings.
Maverick.
We haven't seen it, but Maverick.
Top Gun.
Top Gun. That's what I'm thinking, baby. Top Gun.
Yeah, you're right.
Not frugal. They should have cast Tom Cruise.
Yeah, okay. Not frugal.
The amount of energy behind that one is going to make this last Thrifty Trivia not as interesting, but...
Can we please do a Thrifty Trivia with Mark Ruffalo Buffalo?
That involves him?
Yeah.
This one does.
Oh, perfect.
I usually just skip over these because they're usually not interesting and not really as much trivia as much as they are just like, this is a fact.
All right.
But Mark Ruffalo and... Jennifer Garner both starred together in the film 13 Going on 30, which was also a time travel movie.
Oh, so hence the review earlier of 30 Going on 13.
No, I think that was just actually a coincidence, but...
Well, I think that was the joke, right? Of like, it's like this other movie, but backwards.
We're not getting into whether or not somebody intended a joke or not.
I really like Mark Ruffalo.
He's a good, cool dude. Seems like... is this a frugal movie? We need to wrap up.
Okay. I don't think it is. I think that there's a lot of wasted funds here. And what it all kind of boils down to is that a bunch of time and research has gone into a time machine.
They fuck it up.
They kill some people. It's not good. There's a lot of damage and wasted money.
Is that our lesson? Don't fuck up time travel.
Yeah, that's a really good lesson, because I feel like in any situation involving time travel, that could be helpful. And so our listeners will really benefit from this lesson.
All right. The Adam Project, not frugal. Don't watch it. Do you want to thank some people, Lana?
Absolutely.
I'd like to thank Jack3245 for being our bargainer.
Thank you, Jack.
They were the last person to leave us a review on iTunes podcast. That could be you if you leave us a review on iTunes podcast or anywhere else. Just send us an email to thebargainedincast@gmail.com letting us know you left a review, and we'll say it here on the show. I wanted to change it up. I wanted to do it for you. Thank people. So now thanks people.
Hey, what happens if we record something later and it gets put before this episode in the timeline and someone else reviews our podcast?
Well, Donna, that would be a cool thing to kind of step behind the scenes here and just kind of, you know, ignore it and not have to bring it up. But now that you have, in fact, brought it up.
It's like our own little time travel.
It's our own little time travel. Well, gosh,
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have fucked with time
travel. No, that's fine. We just learned the lesson. But if that does happen, we're sorry and we'll say your name with extra love and passion when we get back, because we have some traveling in the real world to do.
Thank you so much for listening, and thank you to the Lounge Kittens for the use of their cover of Dirty Deeds. I'd also like to thank Sarah Anastasia for the use of her art as our thumbnail. And I'd like to thank Anchor for hosting our podcast. It's on anchor.fm. You can leave us a voicemail on there. And don't forget to like, subscribe, rate, and review. Hey, 5 stars, baby.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. We'll be back next week for a new episode. My name is Brandon.
My name is Donna.
Pinch those pennies.
And stay frugal.
Pineapples.
Paint.
A.
Pretty.
Why do you always try to do alliteration? Just
it's fun.
Picture.
Particularly.
From.
Patterns.
If you got a lady and you want her gone, but you ain't got the guts, she keeps nagging at you night.